All right, a couple injuries. So Tyreek Hill has a little bit of knee tendonitis. We're just kind of pumped the brakes on it. Just showed up today, so we backed off him. Juan Thornhill has a groin strain, making progress there. Tarvarius Ward, he had a little eye work done in the offseason. It flared up on him. He got poked in it, so we kept him out of there. Chad Williams has a groin strain. Kaiser, back spasm. Rimmer's back spasms. All both getting better. And then Darwin is still in the COVID protocol there. All right, everybody else, it worked out well. It was great, great first day. Good to get the guys in pads. I thought they worked hard. It was all thud period today. There were no live periods today. But I thought their effort was where it needed to be, and they challenged each other. But that time's yours.
When your defense is making turnovers, especially, you know, we've seen the linebackers make plays, what does that mean to you this coming year?
Yeah, it's good to see those linebackers doing that. You know, you're trying to fit the ball into the tight windows there, and for those guys to react the way they have, I mean, I think that does nothing but make us better. So, I'm okay with that.
What were you trying to accomplish in the seven-minute period today, and how do you think that Mahomes and players went with the long touchdown to Kendrick?
The save, the end of the game period, or this last period? Yeah, so we worked into the game, 7 minutes left, down by two scores, and worked a drill there we called our save. And then we had a two-minute after that, so just got some work. We try to stay up on all the situational stuff.
It seemed like Kent took another step offensively, or maybe picked up from when, I remember you said he'd been playing, before that injury, he'd been playing some really good offensive.
Yeah. Yeah, he's smart. You know, he's smart, and he knows how to play the game. I mean, he's a talented kid.
Just a bit more about what you've seen from Willie Gay and Nick Bolton out there so far in camp.
Yeah, listen, I like both of them. They're making plays, and so I was curious to see how they would do the pads on with the run game coming at them, and I thought they did a nice job with that. Good instincts, like what I've seen. Yeah.
Speaking of Gay specifically, he was coming off the injury at the end of last year. How did he just look coming off the injury in the camp?
Yeah, you know, he stayed up here the whole offseason and worked, and he's doing good. I mean, he's really busted his tail, so it's refreshing. He's got such a positive attitude. You guys deal with him, you know that. So.
There's going to be a one-on-one drill between the offensive line and defensive line. Looked pretty spirited from where we were standing. You had a much better advantage. What would you say?
Yeah, I like the competition, and they're working. You know, they're trying to get better at what they're doing. And working their fundamentals and techniques when it's live, so I appreciated that. Yeah, I thought it was good work there.
Andy, obviously, so much of training camp is getting the right 53. I know this is an annual thing, but can you kind of give us some insight without giving away any of your special sauce? Just the process that you're going through after you leave practice here daily.
So listen, I mean, we tell the players make this as tough as you can on us, and don't count the numbers in the line. Go play, and so then every day we're going to evaluate you. So that's what we do as coaches. We'll go up now, and we'll go through every play and give them a grade on each play. So every player has an idea where he stands. They should never leave here, and this is what they're told. They should never leave here without knowing where they stand and why. So, and they can come in and ask any day. They've got the grades right there and explanation of the whys.
Last team goes Steven, then Adam. You got a couple of former first-round picks in Mike Hughes and DeAndre Baker in camp. Can you tell me what you've seen from them and what you like about what they bring to the defense?
Yeah, I like both of them. Baker's coming off that injury, so it's good to see him working and challenging himself. That's not an easy thing to do. And I just look at the progress he's made from the mini camp to now, rookie camp to now, and it's just he's every day he's getting a little bit better. And I know he's pushing through some fatigue. You know, you get tired, so my hat goes off to him for that. And then the other kid, listen, I like what I've seen there. I mean, he's competing out here. It's new for him, but he's right in there battling, and he's created some great competition. Yeah.
Last one, Adam.
Another young defensive player who got some first-team snaps here, Devin Key. What are you seeing from him?
Yeah. Yeah, real smart. Yeah, so he's real smart. Has done a nice job on the back end there, kind of controlling things and making sure everybody's doing the right things. And then, he has enough skill there where he can go make some plays. And, you know, again, a good young player. He's got a nice job by Veach. You know, make sure he gets the credit on that. He's done a nice job.
All right, thank you.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Yep, thank you.